You've heard me say it, sing it, and write it. That's what friends are for. Gladys Knight and the Pips crooned it at my son's wedding, and it was the backdrop for our mother-son dance. I remember looking back at my table of buddies on that November night. This song was for all of us, an ode to friendship, where we had all been together, and full of promises for the future. Faith, family, friends, integrity. Those are the things that matter most to me. Those are the things that matter most to the people I love, my tribe, my brain trust, my circle. Two of those friends who I consider family are Brad and Carrie Bettler. They, too, are educators who wear multiple hats in our community. In the face of a personal tragedy and the loss of their son, Evan, to suicide on January 3rd, they have joined forces to go public in an effort to save lives, educate others, and change laws. I am so incredibly proud of them. In the wake of an intense police investigation that they personally requested in the wake of their son's January 3rd suicide, new details have emerged involving extortion, fear, and lives changed in the period of a few hours' time. The investigation is ongoing at the local, county, state, and national levels. The press release from last week has literally gone viral. The decision to release some of the information was personal and intentional. The Bettlers want people to know Evan was a victim. We didn't really miss anything in terms of a mental health crisis. There was no lengthy plan, no downward spiral, no series of red flags. Their son was targeted by thugs intent on extorting money and destroying lives. Their hope is, we will all have some needed conversations, educate ourselves more fully on the dangers of the internet and social media use, and help put stronger steps in place to protect our most valuable asset, our children. It seems things changed for Evan in 2 short hours on that Wednesday in question. During that time period, a perpetrator or perpetrators tried to extort money from the teenager as part of a threat to share compromising photos. They banked on his integrity of not wanting to disappoint the people he loved and respected most. The wounds have been ripped wide open again, and a roller coaster has started as the Bettlers have stepped out into the spotlight to share their story, our story, in an effort to grow, learn, and make needed change. This sophisticated ring of evildoers seems to target good families, good kids, and role models, whose ethics cause them to worry and remain afraid of someone discovering a flaw or weak spot. I credit Brad and Carrie with their determination to find answers and reasons as to why a young man with everything going for him would make such a decision. Being relentless for a reason uncovered the information law enforcement officials needed to reopen the investigation for an even better look. A few answers are now in place. As we move forward and have vital talks about social media, its use, its limitations, and needed boundaries, they want to send a message of hope and love to all teenagers and families everywhere. If it can happen to them, it can happen to anyone. The Bible says in Matthew 18:6, "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea." Part of me believes in karma. I want to know that people who prey on our children will have to be accountable someday. God's hand will prevail in all of this. In the meantime, I rest on the premise that my friends are so strong and so brave. I am so incredibly proud they are sharing this story. I firmly believe Evan is saving lives as we speak. That will be his legacy, one of change, love, education, courage, and strength. Evan was a good student, a fine athlete, an avid hunter and fisherman, and an ally for kindness, being brave, and standing up against the bullies of this world. He was an integral part of Aurora's Youth Empowerment Project program, which his father and I launched here some 12 years ago. His life mattered. Say his name. Have those tough conversations, because you know what? That's what friends are for.